back to the Black Sheep. Welcome back.
Yes, it is
the week of Christmas.
No, today. Woo! Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
If you're listening on audio, but if you're listening on, you know.
Oh. Not the audio version.
Hold on.
Oh, it's the next one, bro. We did all of this for nothing.
The next time we upload is going to be New Year's Eve. No.
You know what? Just appreciate it, guys, all right? Because that's how ahead of schedule we are.
So basically, what we did, we're like, let's set up some like cool green lights, and then I'll wear like a little crown to look like baby Jesus.
Yeah, with Christmas lights on his head. And I'm wearing cute little reindeer ears. Antennas? What are they?
Antlers. Yeah, reindeer ears, guys.
Reindeer antlers, some cute little Christmas ones, and we got some green light behind us because... We don't want to do red because we did that for Halloween and it just looks too, it just doesn't look very like Christmassy. Even this looks eerie, but you know, that's fine. That's our vibe. So, but the audio version is coming out.
On Saturday.
Christmas.
Christmas Day.
Okay.
So if you guys are listening audio, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. So that's why we look like this, guys. We tried.
Yeah, we tried. But also if you do notice, do not shave my face.
God damn it.
What's going on over there? Everything. Melissa's eating, guys. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Bear with me. I haven't eaten all day.
I'm talking right now.
Oh. Continue.
I was saying that I did not shave my face today. I'm looking like a man. Looking like a baby man.
Like a man.
Look at that. Can you guys even see from there? Hopefully you can. I didn't shave because I'm very lazy right now. I'm very tired. Are you very tired right now or is it just me?
Today specifically or just this fucking year?
I feel like
year?
This. Oh, this year, huh?
Like the holiday season?
Yeah, I feel like for the past like month or like a couple weeks, I've been very tired for some reason.
Yeah.
And like everyone
I think
I'm,
it's just the season, like, you know, it just drains you.
I guess. And like everyone that I'm also talking to is like, oh, I'm fucking dead today. Like, I just feel like everyone's just dead. Like, I don't know.
You just got a bunch of dead energy around you.
Yeah, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But either way, I also didn't shave my face because I feel like it... I'm starting to break out for some reason. And then whenever I, like, just let my facial hair grow out as much as it does, like, this is the extent, probably. So don't make fun of me. But when I let it grow out, it kind of, like... I don't know why, but it, like, my face... heals itself. Like, I'm breaking out right now, so when I let my facial hair grow out, like, it kind of heals it, and then I shave and everything looks cleaner. Do you know what I mean? Like, it lets my skin heal instead of, like, me shaving all the time.
Do you think it's, like, instead of just, like, acne, like, breakouts from shaving?
I think maybe, but it also could just be acne because, like, my skin is just, like, very sensitive. I have sensitive skin, and, like, if it's just always, like, clean shaven, it's just easier to get...
It just irritates it?
Yeah, it's just easier to irritate it, or my face is dirty.
You shave once a week, you said, your face?
I shave, like, every two or three days.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, well, good you're taking a break.
But, yeah, I'm just going out because my skin is kind of
no
breaking out.
No shave December.
No shave December. What is it? No, not November, and then...
I feel like we literally just said... Sorry.
She's just interrupting me.
That was aggressive. But I feel like we literally just said, like, not even that long ago, like, oh my God, I can't believe it's already almost Halloween. And now it's literally the new year, basically.
Yeah, it basically is. Since October, like, I swear October went by super fast.
Yes.
And I was like, whoa, it's Halloween already.
This whole year.
And then November just came by and it just went. Now it's gone. And
November
now it's Christmas.
November didn't even exist.
November didn't happen, guys.
The only day that happened for November was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, prove me wrong. But anyways, as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted. What was I saying?
Nothing.
Yes. What do you mean nothing? You interrupted me. You said I was saying nothing.
You were talking about your skin.
Was I?
Shaving 2-3 times. I said, yeah, it's probably good that you stop. And you're like, yeah.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
So you're telling me to stop interrupting me, now, but you don't even know what you're saying.
Now I'm lost, guys. Lost my train of thought here.
Anyways, it's the end of the year. It's going to be fucking 2022.
Yeah. Hopefully 2022 is better than 2021. No, I think that's what they always say. But what I do know for sure is that 2021 was just a little bit better than 2020. But mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was just a little bit better.
2020 was, I don't even know what that was. 2021 didn't exist, and
now we're
2022 is gonna be a good year.
Is that what you think?
I feel it.
Bro, don't be saying shit like that, because, like, they're going to clip this now, and they're going to send it to you when she's gonna going down. You know?
No, I feel it. Like, 2022 is going to be a good year. It's going to be fun. I'm manifesting it right now.
I don't know where you're getting this information
from. We're going on trips. We're going on vacations. It's going to happen.
All right. Well, hopefully. Yeah, I'm fucking down for that shit. But, yeah, hopefully.
Manifesting it for all of you out there, okay?
Yes.
Just keep saying that. 2022 is going to be a good year.
You're going to start going to the gym. Mm-hmm. You're going to start blah, blah, blah.
You're going to start off right.
And then you're gonna after.
Do that for a week. And then. Yeah.
And then after that first week is school all the way down.
Go to shit.
Yep. That's just how it goes, guys.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's just life. You got to get used to it.
Anything new this week?
Yeah, bro. Weekly check-in.
I don't think anything new has happened. Honestly, my week's been pretty.
Well, how about boring. Christmas shopping? You've been Christmas shopping, right?
Yeah, stressful.
How's that?
Usual.
What'd you get
it's
me?
It's going all right. I'm not telling you.
Why would I tell you that? I'm not telling you. I'm going to kill you right now.
If I tell you, I'm going to have to kill you, so.
I don't want to die. It's fine.
Do you want me to tell you?
No, I want the present, though, because then I'm not going to be able to get it.
Yeah.
There's just no point.
Yeah. All so right. You're going to know, but you're going to die. So you're not going to get it.
Yeah. So is it worth it?
No.
Anyways, what'd you give my mom?
What if she's listening to this?
She's not listening.
It's already going to be after Christmas anyways.
Yeah. You're right.
So I should just tell you. I'm just kidding.
No, wait.
No, I'm not saying.
Oh, you got my mom?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, fine, I guess. I got her a jacket.
Okay.
From Nordstrom, because last time we went, we were, like, shopping. I think we were, we were dress shopping or something. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's a bunch of, like, beautiful, like, those long, like, super warm, like, puffer jackets. Mm-hmm. And she was looking at all of them, and she was like, oh, my God, look at these. They're so pretty. And so I made a mental note, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get her one of those.
And how long ago did you guys go to Nordstrom?
Like, I don't remember, honestly. I have a bad memory.
Ago?
Yeah, like maybe a month
ago. So you must have made a hard mental note then, because you forget everything. And if that was such a long time ago, but you still remembered what jacket she wanted?
I have short-term memory loss, not long-term.
Are we going to put this in the podcast, or like what is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Chilling.
Chilling
in Cedar Rapids. How was your week, Ben?
It's been pretty chill. Well, actually, no, not really. I feel like that's just my answer for everything, so I just say it's been pretty chill.
Yeah, I was
going
to say
really.
That. When your answer is usually just like, oh, yeah, I'm chill. I'm fine. It's been chill.
But then I had to think about it. Like,
but
wait,
then you
got to
remember
no.
that we fucking put our hand on the Bible.
Yep.
So you
got
to be honest.
This week's just been
how shitty it's been. I say shitty.
This week's been I mean, I've been working a lot just because, like, during this holiday season where I work at, it's been pretty busy. I've been working with cardboard boxes a lot. And my hands are just messed up. Look at this cut, bro.
Aww.
It's disgusting.
He has a cut. He has a little paper cut, guys.
Dude, look at that. That's not a little paper cut. I give that myself to with a knife, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
Box cutter.
Yeah. But yeah, I've just been working a lot. I'm a little tired.
I had to fucking work around your schedule to film because he has like one day off, and then I'm like, fuck, well, if we can't make that, like, we just have to make that happen. Like,
yeah, we have
no
to.
What ifs, like, if I'm busy, then we're gonna have to film at fucking midnight. I don't know, so that's why we're filming hella late today.
Today is late, but it's high. It's chill vibes. It's been pretty cold recently, actually.
Freezing. I hate it.
You don't like it?
Mm-mm.
It's all right.
I'm over it already.
You're over the cold?
And we still got like 2 more months.
We got like 4, dude.
Of winter? No.
I mean, not of winter, but of cold season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I kind of like the cold, but it's been raining a lot. And when it's rainy and cold in Seattle, it's like shoreline cold. Like that shit goes it's to your bone. So like cold. To your bone. Like you freeze outside.
Like no, it doesn't matter what you're wearing.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
And also I think us here, like in Washington, like we're so used to, you know, the feeling of how like cold it gets in the winter that not a lot of like if someone from what's like a really hot state, like
California.
Yeah, like California came and like prepared and packed for this weather, they would probably be going out in like puffer jackets, beanie, snow gloves on, or like, you know, hand
layers
gloves, yeah, a bunch of layers, boots, all that stuff.
But we don't dress like
we
that.
Go out with like a thin windbreaker. Yeah. A t-shirt. Like some people are still wearing shorts out right now. Yeah, and it's like,
yeah, bro. I saw a kid wearing shorts today.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. And I don't know why we do that. And it's freezing. Like, we're freezing, but for some reason, we're just like, eh.
We're like, ah, fuck it. It's, yeah, because I was talking to this person, and they were talking about, like, Washingtonians, like, have something against, like, sometimes, like, using an umbrella sometimes. It's like, you see someone, like, not using an umbrella, and it's like, oh, yeah, they're from Washington because they're used to, they're invincible to the rain or something. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of funny, but we should just all use umbrellas because we live in the rain.
Yeah, it would make
it would make sense.
But for some reason, that's just not how we are.
I used to get made fun of in middle school for having an umbrella.
What?
Yeah, like, because I used to walk home from middle school, remember? Mm-hmm. And I used to have an umbrella, and people were like, or my friends were like, you got an umbrella, bro? Put that shit away. I'm like, yo, my hair's
getting... At least I stay dry.
Yeah, and well, I only did it because, like, I really didn't care about getting wet, but my hair was going
to
get
wet.
Oh,
that's when you used to, like, do your hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, but gel, it would get everywhere.
After school or before school?
It would be after school, but I would be doing so after school, so... Oh.
Like, you wanted it to look good.
So. Yeah, I wanted to look good. I'm usually doing stuff after school or whatever. And people were like...
Yeah, with a girl.
And people were like, fucking umbrella, bro. Don't be a freaking homo. Like,
everybody would walk in the fucking rain. Yeah. Just like that.
I don't know. It's weird. I also just wanted to mention really quickly that I think... Do you know who Paul Rudd is?
No.
He's the guy that acts in the movie Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? You know what he looks like?
I don't remember exactly what he looks like, but...
That guy was named... I think... I don't know what magazine was it. I think it was People magazine. They named him Sexiest Man... Or Sexiest Man for 2021.
Okay, I gotta see
what he looks like. Please look it up. If you don't know what Paul Rudd looks like, look him up. This is unbelievable. I won't stand for it.
Paul Rudd?
Yeah. He's the 2021 Sexiest Man Alive.
Oh, man.
And look it up. Look up Paul Rudd's Sexiest Man Alive.
Right here.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Right there. I mean, he doesn't look bad in that photo, but, like, Sexiest Man 2021?
I wonder what it feels like to be named that. Like, if People Magazine came to you and was like, we want to put you front cover, Sexiest Man Alive.
Yes.
Doesn't that feel like a lot of pressure? Like, everyone's just going to be constantly, like, you, like, looking through all their photos and judging them and saying, like, he's not that fucking sexy. Sexiest man alive? Like, what? You're fucking
yeah.
ugly.
But. Yeah, but, I mean, that's a once in a lifetime. You would say no. You can't say no, bro.
Yeah, you're right. I would say yeah.
That tabloid, bro, you could just have that for yourself.
Okay, he does look kind of hot here, though.
He does. He does look pretty good in that photo.
He looks really good in this one. But here... the same here
sexiest
I think it looks
man.
Good here because like his hair looks darker, they made him nice and tan, got like a little nice stubble going on.
Mm-hmm. Got a pretty
nice,
big nose,
pretty eyes. I think his nose looks fine. I always compare people's noses
because mine's messed up, that's why. I see my own self-consciousness in other people. That's how it works, guys.
That is, honestly. But, like, also, like, you only see your own, like...
Nose?
Not nose.
I only see
no
my
one else
own...
can see your nose, bro, I promise.
Okay.
No, but, like, when you look in the mirror, like, you instantly, like...
See what's wrong?
See what's wrong, right?
Yeah.
But, like, someone else doesn't.
That's true.
Like, I literally, every time that I look... Not guys, because guys can be disgusting. But every time I look at a girl, I'm always like,
she's
oh my
perfect.
Gosh, she literally looks so pretty. Like, there's no way she's fucking. Like, even if she is insecure about, like.
Something
that I could see. Like, maybe she has a bump on her nose or something. But, like, on her, like, I'm just like, it looks good on you. Like, it just looks fine. Like, why would you want to change it? Mm-hmm. And then when I, like, look at myself and I see something that I don't like, I'm like, everyone can see this. But really, I don't think anyone does.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to think that way. Like, to feel like, just be comfortable and, like, pretend like no one's really thinking, but...
Because no one really is, to be honest.
Yeah, I remember I read this. I don't know why, somewhere in my brain, I remember this thing. Like, it was a quote that was, like, when you're younger, you worry about what you look like because you care what others think. Mm-hmm. And then it was, like... And then when you get a little bit older, you realize no one really cares. And then when you get to way older, you realize no one was paying attention in the first place. Or something like that.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just kind of saying, like, you really shouldn't care because people don't really care. Yeah. But
you don't really, like, learn that or feel that until you get older. Then you're like, well, fuck. But, I mean, that's true. Because I think a lot back to, like, high school or, like, going to school. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I really cared way too much, like, what people thought.
Yeah.
When really no one really gives a fuck. They're too focused on
themselves
because everyone in high school is just self-conscious and, like, you know,
trying it's to just make the a good hormones. Impression
and yeah
puberty.
But anyways, yeah, so he does look good here
in the photo.
Yeah, this. Like, if I were to see this guy, like, if he was my fucking teacher or something, I would be like, can I stay after school?
Oh my god.
Or like if he was like one of my friend's dads or something, I'd be like, dude, your dad's hot. But
can I tell, should I? What? Didn't one of your friends say that our dad was hot one time? I mean, my dad was hot one time.
Who was it? I don't remember.
But did they say that?
Yeah.
That's weird.
But they weren't like a super close friend of mine, I don't think. So I was just like, okay, awkward.
All right.
I mean, yeah, other than that, he just looks...
He's a little cheesy. Good looking. He's a little cheesy. Oh, right there? He looks good with the beard.
He looks good with a beard and long hair.
Yep. But like here, like...
He is getting older, too.
That's the sexiest man.
Yeah, but he does look like just... You know, regular white guy. I don't know. Like, okay. Sometimes he looks really good, but then, like, sometimes he just looks not that best.
Anyways. Let's move on from freaking Paul Rudd as 2021 sexiest man alive.
So, you don't think he's ugly?
I don't think he's ugly, and I'm really only brought it up because it's kind of funny to talk about, and I don't really want to judge him like that, but I don't think he's sexiest man alive, 2021. I'm pretty sure there's some other 2020s? Good. Look it up. I'm pretty sure there's some other...
Is there a girl?
Well, it's sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
They probably was like sexiest woman alive, maybe. Did they even do one for a woman?
I don't know. I don't think so. There's nothing popping up. Let me see.
Who's that lady?
Oh, yeah. Topping the titles. Was crowned Maxim's sexiest woman alive.
Maxim.
Yeah, it wasn't People magazine, but.
Look up 2020.
No, I want to see a female.
Well, I want to see who was 2020.
So God, you can tell me if you agree. Okay, they don't do. Do they not do women?
Damn, bro, they don't even do women.
Sexiest.
They don't do them, bro. They only do guys. Rudd.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan was last one.
You see, Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
That's sexiest man alive right there.
That is sexiest man. Honestly, okay, he's good looking. But he's not like... that good looking, in my opinion. But he is hot. Like, I'm not gonna say he's not. Like, he's hot.
But I'm telling you,
just
like
him as a whole, like as a package.
Okay, obviously, like okay. First of all, I'm not saying like he's sexy because I'm not gay. but like he's a good looking guy, and like that's what I mean is like he's a guy that's deserving of sexiest man alive.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like Paul Rudd. Like what? It's fine though. Sorry, Paul
I mean
Rudd. You're Paul Rudd.
John
you're
Legend
very sexy.
Got sexiest man alive.
No, that's not right either.
Yeah, and I definitely don't agree with that.
Maybe
I don't think
maybe
John
most
Legend.
Talented man alive. Anyway, we've been talking about this way too long,
okay,
bro.
Okay, yeah, enough of sexiest people alive.
Anyways, just let me know if I'm being way too mean to Paul Rudd in the comments. But today...
I think he's hot. He's just not, like, super hot.
Is he deserving of 2021 sexiest man alive? That's all I want to know.
I think he could be. I mean, who would you put 2021? And how did they even decide that for each year? Is it just
maybe
like
Chris
who's
Pratt?
Most
Chris
popular?
Pratt's pretty hot.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah, man.
I think this guy's hotter than Chris Pratt. Okay, I'm a girl who actually finds guys attractive. I would know more than you.
Yeah, all right, you're right. Anyways, so today basically we're gonna be talking about basically. No, let's get serious, guys, because today we're gonna be talking about a conspiracy, and it's gonna be a good one.
I'm excited. You guys know it is the fourth episode of the month.
Today is the fourth episode of the month. You guys saw the intro roll by. It's a creepy one this week.
It's a creepy one.
I'm sorry, the creepy one this month, sorry.
I'm excited. I love conspiracy theories and just hearing what people come up with because it's fucking mind-blowing sometimes. You got pages and pages of notes?
Yes, sir.
He did his research, guys.
I always do my research, y'all. But anyways, today we're going to be talking about Denver's airport. And I know what you're thinking, all right? You're like, Denver's airport? The fuck is that, bro? Why That's the fuck would I give a shit about Denver's airport, bro? Let me fucking tell you, bro.
It's all about Seattle's airport.
Actually, Denver's airport is the biggest airport in the entire country of the United States of America.
Oh, shit. Damn, that shit and, is huge.
And the second largest in the entire world.
Oh.
So, with that being said,
that makes, okay, let's get into it. Maybe this might make sense because it covers a lot of land.
Yes, yes, it does. So, basically, we're going to talk about Denver's airport. I'm going to be looking down a lot, guys. All right, I'm reading my notes, so I apologize.
That's all right. You guys can look at my beautiful face eating.
I was done over there, by the way. I've been eating the whole time.
Yeah, I have one piece left.
Okay. All right, so the DIA, a.k.a. the Denver International Airport. Denver is a city in Colorado, by the way, if you don't know. I'm just going to call it the DIA from now on. The airport was opened in 1995, and before that, it was a much smaller airport by the name of Stapleton International Airport in Colorado. It was opened in February 28, 1995. Let me gather my notes here real quick, y'all. Guys, believe it or not, I can't read my own handwriting.
Believe it or not, wow, that's hard to believe. Well, if only you guys knew what his handwriting looked like.
I'm not going to show you guys. So they began the project to rebuild the airport in the mid-80s. And on opening day, they were 16 months behind schedule. So they were supposed to open in October of 1993, but they opened, I think, in February of 1995. So they were 16 months behind schedule.
This is when they were building the
bigger one.
Okay.
And they also went $2 billion over the budget for the airport when building it.
So this is in Colorado.
This is in Colorado, yeah, in Denver.
And Shane Dawson, if you guys know Shane Dawson.
Sean Dawson.
Wow. He like moved there and he lives there now.
In Colorado?
Yeah, and he recently was doing a bunch of like... did you watch his newest videos that he put out?
I didn't.
He was like doing a bunch of like basically like spooky videos that he was exploring like haunted places in Colorado.
Mm.
And I guess they have like actually a lot of like creepy places there, like haunted places.
Did he never talk about the airport?
I don't think he did, because this is like, this is a conspiracy, right? Like, it's not actually real. Like, people don't really, like, there's nothing really to back it up to say that it's fact.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the airport that's really weird.
Okay, let's just hear it. I don't think Shane ever mentioned anything about
there. He should. He should go there and get like a little underground tour, but we'll talk about it later. So yeah, they went, what I was saying was that they went $2 billion over the budget when making the airport.
Oh, damn.
$2 billion, and they spent a total of $4.8 billion, which is equivalent to $8.2 billion today, in today's money. So can you imagine that $8.2 billion, like, building something? It's got to be, like, you know, huge.
Why did they make it so big? Just because?
They just wanted a big-ass airport for some reason. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I already talked about this. It's the largest airport in the U.S. of A, and it's at 52.4 square miles. That's, the land area that it covers. So it's the largest.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. So, and by... When you're talking about, like, by landmass area, it's the largest in the world. But when you're talking about just, like, a building, it's the second largest airport in the world. Mm. It also has the largest runway in America at 3.3 miles long and the seventh largest in the world. Anyways, enough about the airport. We can talk about what's wrong with it.
Yeah, what's going on?
So basically, this airport is the center for all its like conspiracy theories, because the airport itself is just like really, really strange. They have a lot of stuff that, like from creepy like sculptures that they have just in the airport, and they have also like really bizarre paintings. And the airport is, this one is kind of weird, but supposedly when you like, if you like are up like as a bird's eye view at the airport and you look at the runway kind of looks like a swastika.
What?
Yeah.
Did you see photos?
Yeah, I'll show you right now, and then I'll pull up a picture here.
That is weird.
Let me show you.
Okay, honestly, this is really interesting.
Is it?
Because, okay, so you said, like, they have, like, a bunch of, like, weird art and statues and shit there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that one called that you told me about?
What one?
That one that is called, like, something.
Oh, Blucifer.
Blucifer.
We'll talk about that. That one's
gonna get the... Yeah, this is so weird. Okay.
So, like, so this is what it looks like. So, that's, like, someone drawed over it, but this is what, like, the runway looks like.
And then basically like that.
Yeah, like that. And then someone was like, that shit looks like a fucking swastika. Like,
it really does. But, yeah, bro. I mean, it could have just been, you know, format to like,
yeah,
be distributed in all
equally
angles or directions.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah, that's interesting.
It's a little weird, right? Yeah. And so like, we'll get into more of that kind of stuff later on, because the paintings as well, there's like some Nazi Germany kind of like Auschwitz like camps in the paintings, but the paintings are called like children and blank like dream of peace, or like in perfect harmony with nature. That's what the titles of these murals are called. Okay. But like the paintings are just very like dark and scary, and there's like children like dying in the paintings, but it's like talking about like, I don't know, in harmony with nature and stuff. And so in an interview with this guy's name is Heath or something, Heath Montgomery. He's like a senior public official of the like airport, and he like just like deals with the press for the airport for some reason. I don't know what kind of job that is, but it's a job, I guess. Okay. But he's quoted in saying that, like, you know, rather than just like run away from all this stuff and kind of just like hide, like, you know, people obviously making these conspiracies about the airport, we're just kind of gonna run with it. So like they kind of wink at like people that like talk about the conspiracies, and they like do stuff in the airport to make it like that as well.
So it's so, like, okay.
Yeah. So in 2016, they set up like this whole like new like museum look to the airport itself. So they set up like a bunch of like little exhibits that you can like walk in through, and like just like making it look more of like a show rather than just an airport. You know what I mean? So like they remodel like the whole, not the whole thing, but like some areas of the thing. And then also in every October, they have this, it's called Conspiracy Month, where they like have costume parties like in the airport, and like people can dress up as like whatever conspiracy you want to do. And they also like play movies that you can watch. The movies that they play is Close Encounters of the Third Kind, especially supposedly because in the movie, the coordinates of where the aliens landed in the movie is the exact coordinates of where the airport is in Denver, Colorado. Huh. So this is fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, doesn't Denver have like alien?
Well, they're like right next to like, you know, like that desert area by like Arizona, where Area 51 is, or Nevada. Sorry, yeah. Nevada. So yeah, and it's basically like where the airport sits. Like that's why they play that movie there. But isn't that kind of weird? Like the airport, I feel like they're kind of like trying. Remember, have you seen the movie? Or no, it's a documentary. Remember, I think you told me to watch it. What was it called about aliens? The documentary about aliens?
Documentary.
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
Oh, the guy's talking about and saying that like they actually saw aliens and UFOs and shit.
No, it was called like unheard, unseen or something.
Unseen.
What was it called?
Cover?
Unacknowledged or something? Unacknowledged, I think.
No.
Yeah.
No. Something like that, but I don't think it was that. It is called Unacknowledged.
Yeah, I told you. But do you remember that documentary?
Yeah.
It's on, I think it's on Netflix, right?
I don't know. I don't think it's on Netflix anymore.
Oh, it used to be on Netflix. I remember watching it there. Oh, yeah. So this guy, Montgomery, I got a bone to pick with this guy, Montgomery, bro. Like, he talks way too much. Anyways, so he just said that, like, in the interview, he was like, people, like to take stuff, like, out of context and then just, like, just continue the dialogue, you know, basically. So, like, it's just, like, word of mouth that kind of just spreads, like, just a bunch of misinformation, especially on YouTube, is what he said. It was just kind of like really funny because we're also talking about this like on YouTube. It's like kind of meta. Yeah, Montgomery, this guy is just saying that, like, you know, we can't really do anything. People are going to talk and it's whatever. But Montgomery's weird, bro. He's hiding something. He talks too much.
Maybe he's just one of those people that, like, likes the attention. You know, if anyone's bringing attention to the airport, and that's, like, you know, their place of work and stuff, why wouldn't they like that?
Why is that driving business and stuff?
Yeah, so, like, if he wants to, like, play along with the conspiracies, then that would be, I would, like, understand why.
But oh, did I even finish my point when I was talking about unacknowledged?
No,
what I meant by unacknowledged was, what the fuck is going on right now, right? In the documentary Unacknowledged, they're talking about aliens and how, like, they're real and all this, like, evidence for aliens, right? And then they talk about, like, government officials and when they come out. And then, like, remember there was this one, I think it was Barack Obama or some other president. And they're like, yep, we caught the perpetrator, guys. Bring him out. And it's, like, a guy, like, in an alien costume. Right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, see, we got an alien, guys. Like, we got it. Remember? Mm-hmm. And that's, like, this whole, like, meta, like, mind game, like, big brain, like, whatever it is, kind of play on it. Because it's, like, if we all just have it all out in the open, then what the fuck are they going to say? You know what I mean?
But it's not
Montgomery it's not, is in on it, bro.
It's not even like having it out in the open. It's more like they're making a mockery of the people who are like, yeah, it's real. Like, they're making it so much of a joke that it's just like, come on, guys. Like, they're basically saying in your face, like, are you fucking stupid? Like,
yeah, and then we will get into it because they have done something like that. It's a mockery. Oh, okay. But anyways, so.
So, yeah, that also makes sense, too, to go along with it and be like, you know, say that everyone's making conspiracies and, like, I mean, he came out and said, like, that it's misinformation and everyone's talking and spreading false shit or whatever. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Misleading.
So, and then also in 2016, a team of the Denver Post, it's just like some newspaper in the Denver, I guess, was allowed, like, behind the scenes look and, like, an underground tour of what the airport really looked like behind the scenes because of all the conspiracies.
Underground tour? What do you mean?
Yeah, so I'll talk about that later, but basically underneath the whole airport, there's, like, these really, really long tunnels.
Oh, they have underground.
Yeah, so they have, like, a huge, like, underground area space, like.
Is this open for the public?
No. You can't go down there. But people have seen, like, people get on elevators in the airport, right? And so, like, and there's, like, buttons to go, like, all the way down, like, different floors, but they're obviously locked, like, you need a key or something. And then, like, some people have said, like, they've seen, like, workers, like, come up the elevator when they get in, like, they're down there. And there's nearly, like, thousands of them working down there. It's like, what the fuck are they doing?
That's weird.
Probably just doing airport shit, honestly. But, but.
What is it? Do you know what it looks like down there, or you have no idea?
No, I do have, I've talked about, like, what is under there. The only thing that I wanted to say was, like, you talk about, like, the underground space. It's 410,000 square feet big. And then they also have, like, 7,000 foot, like, long tunnels. So it's like, what the fuck are they doing down there? So, but we'll talk about that later.
It's always interesting to me when, like, a building has, like, underground tunnels. I don't know. It always seems, like, sketchy to me. Like, why do you need to have that?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Like, for an area where the public doesn't go, where usually, like, regular buildings have it just in, like, floor level, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Their office space or whatever.
Yeah.
It's weird.
The only thing, the reason it's weird is because, like, they took so long to build the airport, and people, like, speculate that they took so long to build the airport because they were excavating and making shit down there.
Yeah,
because
of the underground
and
space.
$2 billion over, like, budget. It's like, yeah, they're doing something. Insane. They're doing something weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, so with that being said, let's get into all, like, this weird, weird specific stuff that is in the airport. So basically, there's this plaque when you enter the airport, Oh, so there's a time capsule in the airport when they first made it. Like, they opened the airport, they made a time capsule for it, and they have this whole thing. And then there's, like, this giant plaque, like, beneath it, that time capsule that says, like, what's in it and what the airport represents and all this kind of shit. But on the plaque, it says New World Airport Commission. And people are like, New World Airport Commission? Like, what is that? Is that, like, a business? Like, what the fuck's that mean? And when you look it up, it's just nothing. That company or whatever that is doesn't exist anywhere. It's not a company. It's not nothing. It's literally nothing. So I don't know why they wrote New World Airport Commission. It's a group that doesn't exist, and people think that it's like a nod to like a New World Order, right? People talk about New World Orders all the time. It's just a conspiracy that people in power are going to take over the Earth and like run everything. That's just a New World Order, whatever it's called. There's also a Freemason symbol on the plaque. Here, let me show you a picture.
Freemason?
Yeah.
What's that? And this is inside the airport?
Yeah, that's inside the airport, like underneath like the time capsule or whatever they made. So that's what the plaque looks like. And then that symbol there is called a Freemason symbol. Mm. And it's on the plaque. And it, you know, the Freemasons are like a centuries old secret society that like began like the Middle Ages or whatever it was. But people say that the airport was built by and is used by secret societies. And that also like includes like the Freemasons, and they use like the tunnels underneath for like weird shit. But they kind of just explained that the plaque was given to them by the Freemasons. They're actually like are real like people like in a bloodline. Like supposedly the plaque was made by them and like given to the airport. So that's why it has like the Freemason just symbol randomly? On it. Yeah, just randomly.
That makes zero sense. Now I feel like everyone that's mentioned on this plaque is like fucking sus.
Yeah, dude, they are sus.
Like, it says New World Airport Commission contributors, and then it lists, like, three people, or, I don't know, certain people right there.
Right, so, like, isn't that, like, weird? Like, that's weird vibes, right?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, something weird definitely going on.
Yeah, so anyways, and so, like, they talked about, like, they were like, oh, and what we mean by New World Airport is just, like, basically it's the biggest in the United States of America, and it's international, so just New World Airport, you know what I mean? That's what they said. Fucking bullshit, bro.
No.
So, yeah.
Is this the only airport in the world to have underground, like, tunnel thing, passageways?
I actually did not research that. I don't
think I've ever heard of an airport that has that.
They might have something like that just, like, to store, like, extra planes or, like, they have, like, store, like, buses and luggage and stuff like that. Hmm. But I don't actually know. I'm not an airport guy. Anyways.
You're not an airport guy?
I'm not an airport guy, bro. Right. But that's kind of it for the plaque. I just thought that was weird. That's one of the things that people, like, kind of, like, gravitate towards. And they're like, this shit looks weird. There's a time capsule on it. It looks like a, like, you know, it looks like it's a stone. It's, like, chiseled in. Like, it looks like a... I don't know, satanic, something weird. Yeah,
something weird.
All right, and now the next thing people talk about is this horse named Blucifer.
Blucifer, he's blue?
Yes, and this is where it gets weird, yo.
So it's a statue of a horse.
Yeah, let me show you. And this is what Blucifer looks like.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So he's this big, giant blue horse with fiery red eyes. And he's just like in the middle of the field before the runway to the airport.
He has a penis and everything.
I mean, it's a horse, man.
Why is it all veiny and shit? Why do they have to make it so detailed?
Bro, I'm telling you, it's because...
It's so fucking weird.
It's because it's weird, that's why. So,
What the fuck?
So the sculpture was actually made by this guy named Luis Jimenez. And guess what? He died before finishing this sculpture because the sculpture fell over on him and killed him.
What?
Yes, the sculpture, like a piece of the sculpture fell on him and killed him, bro. He died making that.
What the fuck? How big is this thing?
I mean, it's huge, man. I don't remember how big it is, but it's
holy
huge.
Fuck, this shit. I didn't think it looks that big, but then I look at a photo like this.
You see?
How big that thing looks.
Yeah. Probably just look up how big it is.
Creepiest. The world's creepiest horse.
How big is it?
It says Denver's a lovely place to see, but there are some very creepy things there and very creepy events.
Maybe that's why Shane moved there.
It says 9,000 pounds. It doesn't say how big it is or how tall.
Guys.
Lucifer height. Oh, shit. I guess how tall do you think it is?
I think it's like at least like 15 feet.
It's 32.
Okay, that's a big horse.
Yeah. So like the height right here, you can see these people are standing.
Oh my goodness.
Legs, right? And they're like up to this part.
Let's just say that guy's like 6 feet.
Which is like right here. Is that where they were?
Yeah.
Right here. That's insane. It's like a dinosaur.
Yeah, so that shit's pretty big. I guess it's 34 feet tall.
32.
Oh, 32. 32 feet tall.
Yeah, and 9,000 pounds.
Yeah, 9,000 pounds seems about right. That but thing dang, looks that's huge. And
how do damn? That makes sense why he freaking died if one of
the pieces fell on him. Yeah, dude. So like he died while making it. Let's say a piece of the sculpture fell on him and it killed him. People say that, or they like have theories about how like the horse like came to life and killed him. Cause like, why does it look so creepy? Like, why does he got red eyes and why is it glowing like that and why does it look scary?
It's like it's a demon.
It's a demon horse, bro. It killed him. Originally, the name of the horse, I think it was, the guy named it Blue Mustang, but people later on, because they were like, oh, he looks so creepy, and like, he has red eyes, and like, he kind of just reminds us of like, I don't know, they talked about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, remember mm-hmm. like how they talk about that, like in the Bible, mm-hmm. and they were just like, that just gives off those kind of vibes, so we'll just call him Lucifer. I don't know who came up with Lucifer, but I feel like that shit's hard as fuck, like, why isn't Blueface's name like Lucifer? Like, that's a hard-ass name, bro. Lucifer, baby. Blueface, baby. Like, that's hard. That's a hard rap name right there. If it's, like...
If you're a rapper.
Dude, like, if you a Crip and you're a rapper, like, Lucifer.
Oh, shit.
Yo. Damn. Anyways, that's... Ignore I said that. But, yeah. Let's see.
So, this... Is it right outside of the airport, or is it kind of like further away from the airport?
It's further away from the airport. Like, it's like, let's say you're flying into Colorado, into the airport. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll see it when you're flying over the airport to land. Do you know what I mean?
That's such a weird statue.
It's cool, though.
It is, but like, why would you...
Put a penis on it?
No, not... That,
stop looking at the penis, bro.
I'm not looking at like its eyes and stuff. Like, why would you make it blue and why would you make it have red eyes?
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you the answer.
Yeah.
Like, it's a test. Go put it over there.
You tell you the answer.
This guy, Luis Jimenez, I think he was from Mexico. Pretty sure he's from Mexico. I remember saying that his father owned like a neon glass shop in Mexico. So he dedicated the horse to his father, and like the red glowing eyes that he had were like one of the most famous like things that his dad like sold in the shop or something like that. So that's why he made it that color. I don't know why he made it blue, but I know that he put those eyes there for his dad. But it still is creepy. I mean, that doesn't take away from like the fact that it's like it just looks like weird, you know.
I see.
But it is kind of nice. And so after he died, his kids actually finished the sculpture. So like, it's kind of dope too.
So basically it's there in Denver and it's by the airport, but the airport didn't pay for this sculpture to be made.
No, they didn't pay for it, but like I'm pretty sure they hired him. They paid for him. Mm. Or
maybe he just wanted to make that.
No, bro. Like, he's not going to make that for free. That's just huge. Like, the airport had to have paid him for it.
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, isn't it kind of cool? I thought it was kind of cool that like his kids like finished the sculpture for him. It's pretty dope. But anyways, yeah, that's Lucifer. He's one of the horsemen for the apocalypse. Anyways, and so let's talk about some paintings that are also in the airport. Some paintings, there's two paintings in the airport that were, or no, they're called, are they? No, they're paintings, but they're very, very large paintings. There's two paintings that we're going to be talking about. They're both painted by Leo Tanguna. I don't know what I wrote here. I can't really read it. Leo something. There's two. One of them is named Children of the World, Dream of Peace. And there's also In Peace and Harmony with Nature. So, like, when you, like, picture those names, like, I feel like you don't picture those paintings.
This is so weird.
Kind of creepy, right?
Yeah.
It's weird because... I also want to talk about the painting. One of them, I think it's the first one, Children of the World, Dream of Peace, one where, like, there's, like, a guy wearing, like, a gas mask, and he has, like, a knife.
And a fucking gun.
Yeah, so...
with a knife attached to the gun?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, like, World War II. That has to be, like, World War II, like, something, right? And people say that it looks like a Nazi, like, wearing, like, a gas mask. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, kids there as well. It's, like, what the fuck is going on in this painting?
Yeah.
People say that there's, like, Nazism in the paintings, death, genocide, apocalyptic government world order. Like, that's kind of like the vibes that they're getting, like, from these paintings. There's coffins. There's, like, a kid. Oh, in peace and harmony with nature. Are you looking at that one?
Yes.
So, like, in that one, I think there's kids crying, but there's also, like, a kid, like, in a coffin that's, like, dead, right?
In a coffin that's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone's dead.
Like a little girl.
Yeah, it looks like a girl.
And there's a kid next to it.
With a doll in her hands.
Yeah, and there's a kid next to her, right?
In the coffin?
No, a kid next to her.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. There's three coffins.
Oh.
There is a little girl that's dead in a coffin. There's a kid next to her holding a squirrel.
Yeah, that one.
And there's... it seems to be like... an Indian or something? In the huge coffin in the middle.
Yeah.
Seems like they're holding some sort of, like, doll, too. And then, like, an African woman in another coffin.
Yeah. So, well, I was just focusing on that one where the one is, like, the kid's crying because, first of all, I think his friend is dead, right? She's in the coffin.
Yeah.
And this painting is called In Peace and Harmony with Nature. Which I guess kind of makes sense because, like, I guess, like, if you're in peace with harmony and, like, nature, like, you would be like, yeah, my friend is, like, moving on.
But no one in the photo looks in peace except the people that are dead.
Yeah, everyone's crying because everyone's mourning their dead friends. But
everything's burning and all the animals are in cages and there's some dead animals. And
so basically when he was asked about, like, why these paintings are so scary, what he talked about was that they were paintings to represent climate change, war, and violence. They were like, he talked about the potential outcomes of climate change, war, and violence. It's like, that's what he wanted to paint.
Damn.
But why did he name them like those, like that, if that's what he wanted to, like, portray?
It's definitely super interesting. Like, there's a lot going on in the image. And, like, I mean, whoever did this is obviously a very good artist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're coming up with all this stuff and putting it together and it makes sense and it has a meaning behind it. But it is still very disturbing and
creepy.
Just weird to look at. Like, it just, yeah, there's a lot of, like,
weird shit.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's also weird for it to be called that.
And then it's, like, completely, like, contrast.
And it's kind of, like, the opposite in the photo, but also could be viewed as that. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. So what, I guess it's, like, that. It's just, like, all kind of compiling into, like, what the airport is and, like, the vibe that the airport has.
And so it doesn't say, like, why they chose to have those in the airport. They just like them or something?
They just, that's how they roll, I guess. It's just
their vibe.
It's just their vibe. What they're
going for.
And so, like, yeah, I think I read an article that was, like, saying, we'll get to that later. One of the officials, I think, that was there answering questions about, like, the paintings and stuff said that, like, people kind of just like to focus on, like, the bad parts of the paintings.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, all of it kind of looks weird to me. But he also talked about how, like, I think it was In Peace with Nature and Harmony, I think he said that, like, one side of the painting is sad and, like, the other side is happy. Is that what you saw in the painting?
Open it again. Mm. This is the side with the girl and the kid, so.
Oh. None of it looks happy to me.
No one is smiling in the photo.
Let's see.
Or in the painting, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. But, like, supposedly he said that, like, one side of the painting was meant to be, like, really happy, and then people just really focus on the other side of the painting. But all of it looks like...
I mean, it looks the same on both sides.
Yeah. Or maybe it's this one. This one's even weirder. What the heck? Yeah, I don't really know what he's talking about on that one.
I don't know either.
But yeah, that was their response to those weird rumors about the paintings. I kind of like made it like talking about the thing and then like what their response is to.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like all these responses are kind of, except for the Lucifer one, but I feel like all these responses are kind of just like, yeah, guys, deal with it.
Everyone's just focusing on the bad stuff. And
yeah, yeah. Okay, and then the last thing I want to talk about here before we end it, I want to talk about like what's underneath the airport. So before opening, they were meant to open, obviously, in October 1993. 16 months later, they opened in 1995. And this is where it gets kind of weird. They took such a long time to open because they were working on this automated, or what was it? Yeah, an automated, like, baggage claim system. So, like, they were, like, building this, like, whole new, like, tech where, like, you can get your bag and put it in here. And then when you get off the plane, like, it'll just, like, arrive to you because, like, they have this whole thing set up for it. And that's what they were, like, working on. So, that was their excuse for taking, like, really, really long time. And then, basically, before they opened the airport, they had, like a press conference so people can come in, like, the news people can come in and, like, look at the new, like, automated system that they have there. Because, like, they want to show the whole world, like, what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we have the news come in, they record some shit, it's going to look dope, people are going to be excited to come to this new airport to try this new shit out. But it failed, like, miserably. Like, I forgot what happened, but, like, bags were, like, thrown off of, like, what are they called? Like, the conveyor belts and, like, baggages, like, were open and, like, shirts were, like, on the floor and shit. Like, everything, like, went wrong.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, really, really bad. Like, they messed up with the automated system. So much so that I think in 2005, I think it was, like, they took the automated system completely out of the airport.
Yeah.
So people are, like, speculating, like, they took 16 months to build that shit. And now they're just going to just, like, they're like, nah, it's fine. We don't need it anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're like, weird. Is that really what you were taking 16 months to build?
Or is that just an excuse and you're like, eh, fuck it, it sucks. We'll just get rid of it in a little while.
Yeah, so that's what happened with that thing. People are just like talking about like how it's kind of like a deception and take away from the other things that they were building during that time. Like I said, there's like 470,000 square feet of empty space down there and like 7,000 foot like long tunnels for some reason. Remember I talked about earlier how they had like let like a Denver, Colorado team from like the news like go into like the underground and explore whatever?
Yeah.
Like they released like some footage from what they saw down there, and like one of the footages was like a giant like alien head that was like graffitied on a wall from down there. And they were like, what the fuck is there? A giant alien head like on the wall here, just out of nowhere. Here, let me show you a picture of it.
And this footage was like released to the public.
Yeah, I mean it was just a picture that I think they posted when they made like an article about it looked like this.
What?
Yeah, and so like they released that like photo right there. It's like the Denver Post. They like released that photo, and people were like, "What the heck? That's weird. Like, why is that down there? And like, why is it in these like weird like ominous tunnels?" So it's just weird, right?
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then here comes in Montgomery, bro, and he's explaining like why that's down there.
Oh, okay, Montgomery, let's hear what you gotta say now.
So basically, there's a giant alien head drawn or painted down there, and there's like, Montgomery said that he's like, no matter what we do, we lose. You know, we let someone come down there and like explore and stuff. And then people like make conspiracies about whatever. And if we don't let someone come down there and explore, then people make conspiracies about what's going on down there. Yeah. But it's like, okay, well, why is there a fucking alien head down there?
Yeah.
Well, he said that like, you know, we're just going to embrace it now. And someone might have just drawn an alien down there just for fun, one of the workers. And we kind of just kept it there. That's what he said. So he's like, we're just embracing like, you know, what's going on. Like, you know, these, like, conspiracies, so it's fine if we just have a little friend there on the wall.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Oh, I also forgot to mention that, like, they had also seen, people all talk about, like, how there's, like, lizard people down there. I didn't really want to talk about that because, like, there's no really, like, factual evidence to really back that up. It's just people talking about like what's down there. Mm-hmm. Talk about like lizard people like coming together, like in like, you know, gathering and like the Illuminati gathering down there. But it's like there's no evidence for that, so I didn't really want to talk about that. But they have seen like workers that like during like festive times dress up as like lizard people, like workers there, like for fun. So maybe they are lizard people, bro. They just put on a face every other day. Oh my bad. They just put on a face every other day.
What if like, lizard people are aliens?
What do you mean? I mean, yeah, they would probably be. If they didn't come from Earth, they would be aliens.
Yeah, but like, what if those are the only aliens? Like that we on Earth like talk about, you know?
Uh huh.
Like, what if those are the aliens that we've always talked about that come in the UFOs? They're the lizard people.
But what about the Greys? Those aren't real. Is that what you're saying? Like those are the those will be the only ones.
Yeah, I mean they could be real, the Greys too. But like, what if the green ones are the lizard people?
I don't know. They could be.
It could be. Justin Bieber.
That's weird.
Justin Bieber is a lizard person.
Mark Zuckerberg is definitely a lizard
person. For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, definitely. You seen that photo of him? Like literally looking like a lizard. Like he has like a lizard tongue and green eyes.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so yeah, I think that was like the last thing I wanted to talk about. There's a bunch of conspiracies about like what's really down there. They did talk about how I don't think they really gave an answer. I think I remember reading something about how there is just workers down there and they're just processing baggage stuff. We have like planes that are sitting down there, mechanics working on planes, and we have just buses and shit like that. But I don't know why they need that much space. I mean, I don't know. They probably do. It's a big airport.
So none of the workers have ever said anything like.
I don't think so. I didn't read anything about, or I didn't stumble about anything that was like.
Something is weird. Something weird is definitely going on there.
Yeah.
Like whether it's the airport people themselves or other people from a certain organization or something gather there, they have that all that extra space underground away from people to do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
So who knows? It could be like fucking like child. Human trafficking or something. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, because, like, that could also be it, bro. What if they're the ones making all these conspiracies to hide something completely different?
Yeah.
Could be, bro.
Like, maybe someone just drew the alien head down there to, like, you know, for them to cash it on camera and just keep talking about alien conspiracies versus while what's actually going on.
Something else?
Yeah.
Damn, guys, we figured it out.
It always leads back to that.
Oh gosh. But yeah, that's kind of the extent of the conspiracy theories about the Denver International Airport, sorry.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, that is kind of weird. I don't think I had ever really known anything about that airport, but now I do.
It would be kind of cool to like go there too.
I wish that we'd go in the tunnels
underground.
Yeah. That's right. What I want to know.
Let's do it, bro.
There.
Let's go. We'll make a video and we'll just go.
There's no way we would.
We'll sneak in.
We dress as lizard people.
No, we just dress up as airport security and then sneak in.
We have to go on Halloween.
Wait, we're doing this or what?
Everyone's dressed up. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, we could just be like, yeah, we're the workers.
We'll have like little badges and we'll print everything out.
We'll just
out.
Kill two people, take their badges and shit. And then there we go. We're ready.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. You took it too far. Killing people.
Bro, we gotta sacrifice
we're going all the way.
To save lives.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Sacrifice to Blucifer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll help us. He'll help us through it.
But yeah, that was a weird conspiracy. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that one, listening to me kind of talk about nonsense. It's probably.
Hopefully you learned something new. It's kind of interesting because I don't think many people really know about, you know,
yeah,
that airport and all the
Blucifer baby
conspiracies and weird shit surrounding it. So that's interesting,
yeah,
to know.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed that one, and let me know what you guys want to hear for the next episodes. If you guys want to hear about something creepy, just let us know.
And a specific topic for the fourth episode of the month. Don't forget to comment those down below.
Yes.
And follow our social medias also down below.
Take it off my crown.
Turn on your notifications.
What else?
Hit that like button.
Tell your friends and families about our podcast. They if you like it, they like it. So come on.
You know that, like, the dislike button, like, it's not.
Oh yeah, I already saw
showing
that.
The dislikes anymore to people. Mm-hmm. That's kind of weird. How do you feel about that?
I mean, PewDiePie talked about that, and I feel like that's. I want to know. I want to know if
you, as a viewer.
Yeah, as a viewer, I want to know, like, if people are disliking this video or not. Like, I want to know. Because
then before you go in, you already know, like, okay, this video is either going to suck or they said some really bad shit or did something bad.
I just want to know, not as a preface, but just, like, while I'm watching the video, I want to see, like, well.
You can still see the comments.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I would read the comments, but. No, because that helps you as a creator know, like, what people like and don't like.
Yeah. Also, please like our videos, because if you don't like our videos, YouTube will not, like, recommend our new videos to you guys.
Smash that fucking like
Smash
button.
Smash that bro. Like button. Anyways.
But, yeah. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed that episode.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
I hope you guys have a prosperous New Year.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy...
Happy
New Year. That's how my dad says it. With an accent. He's from Mexico. Anyways. What? He is, bro.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, my dad.
My dad.
All right.
My dad's from Mexico, too.
Peace, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye. See you next week.